she ran for president because she thought she would be the best president. If she still thought that now, if she thought she had the best odds of beating Donald Trump, I think she would think about it long and hard. I know.
So she's not, she hasn't foreclosed the possibility. I guess that's what I'm saying. Steve.
Well, look, this is a huge if. But if she were to jump in for whatever reason and the party has moved someplace that she hasn't, then she won't get the votes. That's the point of the primary. There are, I guess, still 19 people. There are a few that are in double digits. If she were to run and people think that she's too left, too right, too center, whatever you want to call it, that's the beauty of it. They get to vote against whoever they want. I don't know. She's not running because she has any anxiety about the Democratic field. She really likes a lot of the people running. She knows them well. She thought about some of them for her vice presidency. But there might be a reason that she'd be the best person not only to beat Donald Trump, but to govern after Donald Trump, which is a part we don't talk about much. And look, you can make fun of it all you want, but 65 million people voted for her. And that's second more to anyone except Barack Obama.
I'm not making fun of her.